This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which should be working tonight. They have been offline for a couple of days, or very, very poor quality. So I believe I have fixed that problem as of late last night. So hopefully someone will give that a test for us a little bit later on. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can log into that. It's a chat server that's open 24/7. There's chat rooms of various different topics, and people are in there pretty much all day and all night. But during our live show, which is all 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, you can join the on-air call-in line rooms there on Discord, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. I'm Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
All right, of course, you can bring up anything that is on your mind. Coming up, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. But we've got this story, Richie Rich, that you brought in tonight from the Foundation for Economic Education.
We do love them.
Fee.
I'm a big fan as well.
Yeah, they do really good writing, too. Good coverage of various different stories you probably won't see anywhere else. And this one is about the end of government regulations.
In Idaho.
Perhaps temporarily, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But what's going on?
Idaho repealed its entire regulatory code. Now what?
Now do nothing. Just leave it alone. Let the marketplace self-regulate. People think you need the government to come up with regulations. The fact is, people can, you know, people want quality service. People want clean food.
You'll get the government to come in on regulation anyway, because whether it's the executive branch enforcing a legislative fiat or the judicial branch making a ruling on a particular situation, you'll still have regulation, right? I mean, there's still...
Well, not if the government stays out of it.
Well,
what you'd have would be self-regulation through the marketplace where people demand clean restaurants, so the restaurants sign up with a certifier to certify that they're clean, so we're serve safe.
And right now that's the government
in
most places,
okay,
with a little letter grade out front.
There's a regulation that says you can't dump old rusty barrels of oil on your land, right?
Probably.
And if you did... Then, and I determined that that had happened, and I take you to court over said rusty barrels of oil that are now leaking because they've been sitting there too long, then the court is going to have to rule. They can say, no, there's no rule. There will be no, you know, this, you don't have standing. Sorry, this is his land. He can leak oil all over the place, even if it comes over and kills your grass or whatever it's doing over there. Or they can rule, which they should, and they should say that this person's held liable for making you whole because they've damaged your property.
As long as they damage your property. Like you would have to, you would have to associate the selling or the dumping of rusty barrels of oil with the
association
damage.
With some kind of problem, and that's how that works. I mean, the marketplace, the somebody's going to regulate at some point.
What if the business put their factory upriver and polluted all the water downriver?
It's always a good question.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, yes, there's a river going through your property. No, you can't dump things in it.
Well, I mean, if
they do that now, under
buy the land at the river source.
Well, they already do that now. These companies are already polluting, and they're doing that with the government's blessing, apparently. And really, regulations have always been written by and benefit the largest of companies and the most wealthiest of people.
And those are the ones who end up calling for regulation at some point as well.
Right. Allowing people to bring real torts against companies and them have to pay my legal fees once they're found guilty, that is going to be a something that works.
Well, I mean, what it sounds like you're doing is you're calling a court system that would enforce contracts a regulatory agency, or that you're saying that that's regulation. And I don't know if that's exactly what people think of or what they are intending to say when they're talking about regulation. Regulations, as I understand them, tend to come in advance. They say, you can do this, you can't do this, you can do this. Right. Here's a set of rules that we, the government regulatory body, have decreed is the appropriate way, and as you pointed out, it's usually the big companies that help them write these
sets of rules. Right, that's really, really important.
That usually prevent people from even getting into business in the first place. Like, right now, if you want to go and open up a Shade Tree auto mechanic or whatever, or some other thing that's, I guess there's not really necessarily regulations, there's ASC certification.
The best example
that,
out there is that
Shade Tree Doctor.
The African hair braiding is always a really great example. Mm-hmm. This comes up in the news about every 5 years, is, you know, some government agency goes after some gal who's made a small business of braiding people's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, no, sorry, you can't do this.
You didn't go to beauty school
for
300 hours.
You need to go to beauty school for white people.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours, okay.
And get, you know, log all these hours in cosmetology school that will be completely useless in what you do. And the fact that the newspaper did a little story on you has helped us to hunt you down and help you. You're welcome, citizen.
Right. So, I mean, if the person doing the African hair braiding in that case somehow accidentally cuts off someone's ear and then they go to court over that, that person hasn't been regulated. There's not a rule that, you know, has been enforced about not cutting off someone's ear or whatever. It's just that person had a judgment against them for screwing something up. That doesn't stop anybody else from getting into business or anything.
But common law is going to, so there's going to be, you know, case law that's going to be put in place. And case law is nice. It's nice that they put in sort of write down. I'd say most regulations need to be gotten rid of, but, I don't know everything about every regulation. There are some regulations that are just reasonable. The problem is that regulations are written, in many cases, by the very corporations mm-hmm. that the people who want the regulations right. the most are frightened of. Because, sorry, rent-seeking behavior doesn't change just because you put a bunch of regulations in place. All regulations mostly do is prevent the little guy from getting in and competing.
That's right.
And competition is what keeps the marketplace, more honest.
Yeah, I mean, people don't want to, generally, they don't want to harm their customers. Whether it's because there's a court out there that's going to tell them, you're bad, you owe this person money, or whether it's just the marketplace that's going to spread the word that, oh, this place cut off this guy's ear. You know, like, there are ways that sort of the market can enforce upon itself, even with the absence of a court system out there. And, you know, whether you want to call that self-regulation or not, that's another question.
Let me throw this out there, because you said most owners or most companies don't want to harm their customers. What about the sadistic employee that slips through the cracks?
Yeah, that's bad news.
Well, a
fire that person.
Employee,
but they end up doing harm first.
Yeah.
A sadistic employee is going to slip through the cracks anyway.
Right.
So if this employee is bent on hurting the business owner, then they can just throw the monkey wrench in when the inspection comes by. It's not like they're not going to figure it out. Oh, that looks like a state inspector. I think I'll leave some unsanitary thing. Right.
Sure.
Thank you for the dead rat. I couldn't come up with a good example.
Scatter some roaches around the kitchen.
That was really good for the radio. There, something awful and disgusting in a place where it shouldn't be.
They had some fat rats in Tokyo, too. I saw a couple of them.
God.
Ship them over the China. Well,
big cities cannot avoid rats.
Yeah.
They just have them.
Right outside the restaurant I was at, too, running around.
Yeah, were they well-trained? Were they polite rats?
Oh, he was hiding.
Did they have four turtles with them?
No.
Oh,
wow, that's a good question. So, I mean, and if the sadistic employee wants to go after customers, then the sadistic employee would be best served by allowing, by hiding their behavior when the inspectors are in place.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, sure, they can do whatever they want, and you can't stop the sadistic employee. You know, sorry, employees are a pain. as soon as you realize that and stop protecting the worker, then
but now
maybe you'll get it.
The regulations have been repealed completely in Idaho.
Okay, I'm going to read the article because it's not exactly what you think, and there's ways around it. But
not
we'll just get
exactly.
Into it. Not exactly.
Well, because if the regulations have been repealed, then all the people who support regulations must be freaking out because they think the business owners are going to just start, you know, killing people.
They don't live in Idaho.
You know.
So I will say this real quick before I get back into the article. I worked in a restaurant, and I was there during one of, like, the health inspector inspections.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys can see in the studio, but I have, like, facial piercings.
You do.
Which I didn't have to take out when I was at work. Unless the inspector was there, because she was concerned that the screws on my piercings would fall into the food.
That seems like the least likely thing to happen. Your hairs are going to fall into the food,
yes.
Probably, at some point.
All the time.
All the time.
So there's more coming up. I'm sure there's more to that story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to talk about regulations, the regulators? Please join us here on Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe that crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us here if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Talking about government regulation or the unexpected absence of it in at least one state. And, Richie, we've just barely scratched the surface on the story, but we're going to get back into it from the Foundation of Economic Education. And also want to tell you...
Education, yeah.
I'm sorry?
You said of, and it's for...
Okay. So AnnyPay.global is where you can go to get set up for accepting cryptocurrency at your local business. Maybe you have a physical brick-and-mortar location, or maybe you're a service provider and you're going around, you know, to people's houses or
whatever.
They
make it easy for you.
They certainly do.
If you go to howtotakebitcoin.com?
No, it is helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Yep, and that's where you can walk through some very simple steps at helpmetakebitcoin.com, and then within moments, you'll be able to accept Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and others at your point of sale. Like I said, whether that's at a physical location where you get like a tablet at your register, or you're a service provider, you're a plumber or something like that, and you've got your smartphone with you. Either way is fine. Whatever you want to use, you can use the system that they have at AnnyPay. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got apps for both iOS and Android. I just used it tonight to pay for my meal at a local burger shop here
and
in Keene.
The thing that you can expect if you begin taking cryptocurrency is a very loyal customer base, because you'll likely be the only one in your sector, your industry, providing that. And so the people who want to spend cryptocurrency will want to help you. And quite possibly some kind of news story.
It could happen.
You know, if you were the crypto plumber, you know, you're accepting, you know, Bitcoin or whatever, then, well, you might get a news story out of that.
If you were to let the news people know about it, yeah,
for That's a good idea.
So go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. So we're going to continue here with Richie's story, but first we go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello, Sarah.
Sorry, but
huh?
Are you with me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Got
go
you
ahead.
Now. So our city is going to start charging $400 per hour for 911 emergency services caused by reckless driving. So if you run a red light and cause a big wreck, or they have to pry you out of the car, they're going to start charging you $400 per hour.
They're probably going to charge your insurance company that.
Well, I mean, if you... I guess you're, but, yeah. Well, how does that work? So they have to figure out who caused the accident, whose fault it was.
Somebody has laid blame. Reckless driving is a rare ticket. You'll get it for speeding way over the limit. You'll get it for, sometimes it'll be a way to plea down from drunk driving. And you can get it for certain times in accidents. Not every time that somebody is called, is it an accident, is it called reckless driving?
I've got a couple for, like, improper lane changes where I failed to
signal.
That's
not reckless. That's careless.
Well, they put reckless on the ticket.
This is not ticket for reckless driving. This is charging you for cost. After you have caused an accident, they're going to charge you $400 per hour for ambulance services.
It's not uncommon for an ambulance to issue a bill for their services.
Also true.
That's pretty common from what I understand.
Yeah, the problem is it's a monopoly, but most people don't care on that one.
It's not in all places. Here in Keene, there's actually a private ambulance
service.
But
the dispatch of it is still a monopoly.
Oh, yeah, but you know what?
I bet you can call them directly.
So we never had that. It was just all, like, accident. That's it. Drunk driving is just an accident. They cannot charge anybody for that because it's considered just an accident. Nobody charged this kind of bill any time here in New Mexico. This is the first time. And I thought, you know, the people would be begging them to get the red light cameras back. They're better off paying red light camera tickets than paying after they're in an accident.
Floodlight cameras don't stop accidents.
Right.
They make them.
Yeah, they do increase them.
The entire time she's been calling about red light cameras.
Cameras don't have anything to do with something after an accident. Cameras make accidents.
She believes they will prevent people from having accidents.
She's wrong, and all the statistics say so. Look,
she doesn't care.
If you want to stop accidents, you want to stop drunk driving accidents, here's how you do it. Legalize recreational marijuana. Because we have seen already, statistically, in the state.
Really?
They've had
in
lower.
Colorado?
In Colorado, they have fewer drunk driving accidents.
Really?
Here's another way
no
to
idea.
Stop drunk driving. Zone bars so that they can be in residential areas.
Yes,
and
that's
then,
a great idea.
Getting on the road.
The reason that we have drunk driving these days is because America became this sort
drive
of...
to the bar.
Well, yeah, this sort of... car-oriented nation, and if you had a bar in your local neighborhood where you could stagger to. Now,
right.
I'm not saying I want to be in the house next to the bar.
Of course, some cops will arrest you just for being drunk in the street.
Drunk in public.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 8. But at least if you're just drunk in the streets, you're not going to have a car wreck and kill somebody. You know, so it's still a better situation.
Well, there may be a car wreck and somebody may be killed. It'll probably be you for staggering out in front of a car.
See, part of her call, though, seems to be holding people who cause accidents accountable for those accidents. And if
there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Right. But if it wasn't a fine mandated by the state, right, and it was just, okay, you caused an accident, you're responsible for it and the damage that you caused and, you know, the time to bring out the service personnel at whatever hourly rate they charge to do their job. Right, I don't necessarily have a problem with that concept. Just
yeah, me neither.
Who charges?
So it doesn't work out. It's kind of like this let's do private prisons thing. It doesn't work out as well as you'd hope. So this happens here in New Hampshire, for instance. If you are considered negligent as a hiker and they have to, I don't know, bring out the helicopter.
Or break your leg on a mountain or something
right,
like that.
Right, they got to do whatever they got to do to come get you. You can be held liable for the deployment of all these emergency services.
Right.
The problem is that, for one, most people can't pay it anyway. So you're trying to squeeze a turnip for blood, right? Doesn't work. Secondly, when they do it, and they only do it when they feel like doing it, they deploy whatever they want to deploy, and it's not a very efficient deployment of resources because they're the government. So if you call a house fire in my town and I show up as the fire department, part of the fire department, we all come. Maybe you only needed 6 firefighters and 26 showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now are you paying
the whole bill?
Paying all these people?
Well, that's the other thing. You don't know the price up front about what the possible cost is going to be.
Right, and it's a monopoly organization.
Yeah.
And each department, some have older engines, some have brand new engines. I don't know. It's a big mess.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up tonight, Mark's got a letter to the editor from a cop who is actually against quotas. And so we can talk about that. Plus, the Chinese social credit system is back in the news again. If you don't know what that is, we'll fill you in on it. Plus, we got to get back.
It's going to be back in the news until it's implemented here.
Probably, yeah. We've also got the rest of your story, Richie Rich. You were going to tell us about when you were working at a restaurant and some regulator came in.
Oh, yeah.
And
health inspector.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here. And your calls and thoughts, welcome out. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Join us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid sharp opposition, the Trump administration has backed away from a plan to send illegal immigrants to Florida. Homeland Security has now switched plans to send large numbers of migrants from the Mexican border to other regions, such as the northern border and also Florida. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan.
We do have stations in Florida. We have stations on the northern border. They're very small stations. It wasn't going to be an effective use of resources. But yeah, we had to look at all options.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Also on that show, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff. He says he doesn't agree.
The only reason they're pulling that back is because a Republican governor has challenged this idea.
Severe weather is bearing down on the nation's midsection. People are bracing for heavy rains, high winds, and tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Unless you're a jaded activist like Mark, you ought to check out ForkFest 2019, and even Mark will be there.
ForkFest is awesome.
Even Mark will be present at ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party. It is the third year of the decentralized camping festival for libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-minded anarchists in the woods, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I say the woods, there's trees around, but it's a very nice campground with bathrooms and, you know, there's a camp store or whatever, so it's not real camping. They've got RV sites, they've got campsites, they've even got a motel if you prefer to do that. You can go to forkfest.party, and there's no tickets for ForkFest because there's no central organizer, there's nobody who's in charge except for everybody, meaning you're in charge of your own experience. Do you just want to come hang out at a campfire and, you know, do campy things with other people in the woods? That's cool, you can do that. Or maybe you want to create a thing for other people to do. Maybe you want to host a poker night or a game night of some sort, or you want to put on a speaker series, or whatever it is you want to do. There's already a bunch of people planning to do different things there. I know the guys from AnyPay are going to throw, I think, basically raves every single night, which will be pretty sweet. And, of course, Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, is doing Man Camp, and you can learn more about all those things by checking in with the ForkFest unofficial forum and chat room on Telegram. You can link to both of those over at the website forkfest.party. It's June 13th through the 18th. 4 weeks from tonight, we will be at Rogers Campground. Are you going to be able to make it up?
I'm planning on it. I was just about to say, my wife and I are looking to come up on the Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect.
Of Forkfest, and then hopefully, you know, have a third seat available for me on that Sunday show.
Very cool.
Before we head back down.
We'll look forward to it.
And then we'll be back at Porkfest, hopefully the Tuesday and Wednesday of that one.
So come on up. Join us June 13th through the 18th. It is forkfest.party. Go online and learn more about it there.
And she doesn't think I party because I don't drink and do drugs. And I go, well, go to the dance party.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
You don't need to drink to dance, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you can bring up anything that you want. Richie, you were telling us a story. We were talking in the beginning of the show about regulations. There's one state, and we'll get back into the article in a little bit, but the FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, they've done a story about Idaho apparently repealing all their regulations. So we can get into that in a moment. But you were telling a story about when you were at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You've got facial piercings, and those on the cams can probably see that if we'd actually point one at you, and there it is.
Yeah, they shine.
It wasn't zoomed on you anyway at the time. So tell us the rest of the story. You're working in the kitchen.
I still do. I work in the kitchen here as well part-time, and it was a part-time job there.
But this was in Hawaii?
This was in Hawaii.
Okay.
And, you know, we have inspections by the state inspector, the health inspector.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen her before, and she's seen me before, so this wasn't the first time that she came in and interacted with us. And she felt that, you know, everything was good in the kitchen except that one chef with the facial piercings and her concern that it was going to come unscrewed somehow from my face and fall into the food and that I would, you know, I would be required to remove them. You know,
presumably if it does come off your face and fall into the food, you would know.
I would notice.
Yeah.
But I've also missed hair before. Like that slips by.
Hair is going to fall out.
A lot harder to see.
You know, that's, and everybody's got that. That's not facial, you know. Like,
yeah.
And especially men these days, there's a lot of beards, a lot more beards than there were, say, 10 or 15 years ago.
The owner at one point had me wear my hairnet over my face. So
I really
my
know.
Facial hair.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little ridiculous. And I did that until they found a hair from somebody else. And when it's not even mine, I'm not doing this anymore. Get over it. When it's mine, when it's my beard hair and food, then we can have that conversation.
All right.
But until then, no. So the health inspector goes like, you know, you got to take those out. I'm like, well, I'm not going to. if this is a legitimate concern, you know, I need to see something, or you need to talk to the chef or the owner of the restaurant, because I'm just not going to do it. You know, she's like, well, doesn't it unscrew? I'm like, yeah, it does, but I got it on screwed on pretty good. It doesn't fall off my face on a regular basis.
Right. It's more likely that you're going to catch it on something and rip it out of your face than the screw's going to come loose.
Yes.
You know?
Right. Which, when I had longer earrings, because I've also got earrings,
yeah,
I actually caught it sliding out of a screen door. The screen door didn't open all the way, and I caught my earring.
The difficulty, a little bit. You take these piercings on and off on a regular basis, and I'm sure you don't, right?
I don't take them on and off on a regular basis.
Right.
I take them off and, you know, clean them every once in a while.
So you shower with them on, you sleep with them on?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So taking them on and off is going to result in a more likelihood that he will cut himself or pull something and cause himself to bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the blood is a much bigger problem than some little, nut falling off on a rare chance that occurs, you know?
Yeah. So she eventually, like, she backed down and let it go and said, like, well, okay. You know, but make sure it doesn't happen.
Okay.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Thumbs up, lady. You know.
Wow.
But yeah. So and she was the regular inspector. So their job is to find something. So
they had to find something.
We were never like yellow carded or had to shut down for the day.
No.
But it was
they have to find something.
They come with the white glove.
That.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's a little bit of dust up here. Make sure you guys clean up there. Like, all right, yes, ma'am, whatever. Get the hell out of here.
Always something. Now, did you ever have any inspections by any other organization? Was there,
a third party?
Yeah, a third party organization that ever came through, or was it always just the state?
My experience was only the state. I don't know what the owners
had. It was a mom-and-pop business?
It was definitely a mom-and-pop business.
So like a chain, you are likely to encounter a inspector who is sent there by the chain,
yes,
for instance, like a Burger King or, you know, Panera,
yeah,
or something like that, where they, in a lot of cases, have a higher level of inspection requirement than
oh,
the
yeah
state requires. So
but I've always felt like a Zagat's or a AAA or somebody like that could do a better job than the state inspectors.
Oh, sure.
They just come through and, you know, well, you didn't get rated. And if you decide you want to eat at some place that doesn't have that rating, you're
That's
taking
your
chances.
Yeah.
You know,
which you do all the time. Whenever you eat at your friend's house or your grandmother's or, you know, mom or whoever, you're all constantly eating at places that are completely uninspected.
Whatever the dangers are of, you know, bad food coming to you, they're really not mitigated by very much at all by these state inspectors.
They're not.
I mean, I'll go ahead and say, sure. They're mitigated to some extent because whatever the rules are put in place and, you know, people are informed of the rules and they know that in order to abide by the rules. But the state inspectors rarely are doing some kind of surprise inspection or sending around secret shoppers or anything like that.
Yeah, those companies that you're talking about, they definitely do secret shoppers.
Oh, yeah.
And also inspectors.
Right.
As well.
Franchises and, doing secret shoppers all the time.
And the health inspector, it was always like a double shot, right? She would come, do her inspection, tell us what needed to be fixed, and then she'd be back the next day to make sure that we had, you know, wiped the dust from wherever.
Hmm.
So,
no kidding.
And it's not like our kitchen was, like, destroyed. Like, we did a good job of cleaning it. The owner paid for our cleaning
service. You can't dust every spot.
That is true. But when she comes through, most things are nice. Then she finds the one or two little nitpicky things that she has to.
Yep. Would she know in advance, or would y'all know in advance that she was coming, or would she just show up?
She would just show up, mm-hmm. and then we would know she's coming back to make sure that we had done what she had informed us we needed to do to maintain our compliance.
And in many cases, companies know ahead of time that the inspector's coming, so they're able to, you know.
I think it also depends.
The owner might have known, but as far as us, she just walked in.
And I would be more interested in hearing from other folks in the restaurant business, because I have, you know, I've never worked professionally in a restaurant, but I've known plenty of people who have, and I've known some owners, and I remember a couple that I knew they had a place in Venice. You might remember Classic Rock Bob. I don't know if you ever worked with him. But they had an Italian restaurant down in Venice, Florida. And they told me that, like, the inspector there would just come in, like, glance at the ceiling tiles and then sit down and get a free meal.
Yep.
So, like, in a lot of cases, they're not even there trying to find something. They're only going to try to find something if you've, like, crossed somebody in politics and then they want to come after you.
The thing is that it's completely arbitrary.
Yeah.
You just don't know what.
Just how lazy is this bureaucrat that you're dealing with?
What's it like in that particular municipality? Has somebody come in who's just been recently elected, who's cleaning house and making sure that this is that, you know?
Or did you run for election and they want to target you as a result of
that? You never know.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about Idaho, was it? Yeah?
Yep, Idaho.
Getting rid of all their regulations, but for how long? And what's the details on this? We'll find that out coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Live Sunday edition. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. I can certify they're working again because we've got a caller there, and we're going to go to her shortly. But I do want to say welcome to our newest affiliates. It's actually so new, I haven't even had a chance to update the website yet, but I'll be doing that soon. WSLW, which is both an AM and a what they call an FM translator in the business. News Talk, 97.3 FM, 1310 AM in Lewisburg, West Virginia. So welcome aboard. They are on for all 3 hours.
I've been through Lewisburg.
Of our Sunday night show. So they're tuned in tonight. Welcome. If you're new to the show, if you're new to Free Talk Live, you should know we are live on Sunday nights. We're live 7 nights a week, actually, but you're getting us on Sundays. And you really can pick up your phone and call in about whatever happens to be on your mind. It's open phones every single night here on Free Talk Live. So welcome aboard. In fact, we should be welcoming another station in the next hour when they join us. So we'll tell you about that as we get to it. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want to help us do more Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the United States, then you can join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a very simple one. It's $5 a month is what you can send in. In fact, I want to thank Sky, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Gold is a $10 a month level, so really appreciate that, Sky. But you can do $5 a month. Send that in to us via PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC. And you will get some perks, you get some benefits for joining the AMP program, and that's money that we can then pool together and use that to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations. Not, we don't buy the airtime, okay, just to be clear. All of the over 200 stations we have take this show because they like the show, because we're a good show, and we're there, and we're reliable, and so we're there on merit. And so you can help us spread to 300 at some point. It can happen. We can do it with your help over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And I believe Vaginatarian is one of those amplifiers. She is on the line on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, calling from Florida.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Last night you guys were talking about the guy in the UK that got a fine for hiding his face with the facial recognition software.
Yeah, £90 fine.
I wanted to call in because San Francisco just passed a ban on facial recognition software, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Interesting.
Meaning, ban meaning the government can't use it, or ban meaning I can't use facial recognition at like a, you know, a door security lock that I've seen these things exist.
So it's a little both. It's a ban on the use of facial recognition technology by city agencies, including the police department, but it doesn't discontinue what they already have, including police body cameras and license plate readers. Mm. However, it establishes a board where city departments have to seek specific approval before acquiring any new surveillance equipment.
Okay.
So people to bribe to get those things.
Yeah, and it doesn't impact facial recognition tech deployed by private companies, but it would affect any company selling tech to the city government.
All right, so
here's how it goes. A known registered criminal, a bad one, does a bad thing. This happens.
Mm.
Happens all the time. Sure. Every week in the United States, some terrible criminal has done some terrible
thing. And you're excluding politicians and police from that.
Right.
Right, okay.
I'm talking about
real criminals.
Other criminals.
Yeah. Convicted criminal does some terrible thing. And then the story is blown up in the local paper for the purpose of getting whatever it is they need to get through. And it's like, oh, well, if we'd had this
software, only had the facial recognition.
If only the police had had this. They came in contact with him, and, he went by a police car, and he would have been known. And, oh, it's a shame. This misguided law.
Well, I mean, it could change, Mark. Obviously, laws do change. They get reversed and things like that. But it's still a good thing that they've done this, right?
Sure.
Well, even walking by a police car doesn't necessarily mean he had committed the crime yet.
I'm sure those people in
they know he's in the area.
Those people in San Francisco are freer already.
Well, it's funny that Mark mentioned that because I guess one of the reasons why this bill was proposed in the first place is that research in the city was showing that the facial recognition software wasn't working correctly and was grossly identifying people in ethnic neighborhoods more so than their white peers.
Sadly,
they all look alike, right?
The technology has not advanced well enough to be able to do this. Yeah.
Which, by the way, the Asians say about white guys too. Just so you know,
that's good in your case.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure in Japan it was fine.
Thanks for sharing that.
Walking through the neighborhood,
Vaginatarian. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Nothing related to that, but if Ricky from the Commonwealth is still listening, I'd like him to call back in.
Man, we don't know what happened to that guy. It's been a couple few years now since he's called the show. He used to call, like, every night.
Would you like to take a bet as to whether it was the insane asylum or the prison that he ended up in?
Yeah, good question. Hey, thanks for the call, Vaginatarian. I appreciate it. In fact, the people who were... they'd seen Ricky in, like, Skype group chats, because apparently that's a thing that happens on Skype, is there are these large group chats where people talk about whatever, and I guess he used to go into those too, but he hasn't been there either, so he's off the radar at this point. At least that's what people said. So
I used to drive around in Hawaii with a face mask on.
Really?
That was fun.
Is it legal?
I don't know. I've been stopped for it a couple of times, but never gotten a ticket for specifically wearing the mask.
Interesting.
They just harassed me for a little bit.
Well, that must be legal then. Otherwise, they'd ticket you.
True. And that was the other thing. So that was during the time where it was like, is that a law or a request? Was that a request or an order?
Right.
And so sometimes they will, like, that's a request. And I go, well, then no, okay. I'm not taking off
request,
the mask.
Request acknowledged.
Request denied. Here's my license, whatever. Now, take the mask off so we know it's you. I'm like, well, that's me.
I like how Dave Ridley handles those interactions. And by the way, we might actually get to see Dave Ridley this week. He may be coming here to do a little bit of street theater, from what I understand.
His Winston Churchill act?
I don't know what he's got planned, but I'm sure it'll be creative. But he'll say things like, I will politely decline your request. he's as nice as he possibly can be about turning down whatever it is the cops are saying to him. So you can bring up anything that you want here. The government gang in Idaho, according to fee.org, has repealed all regulations. This must have been an accident.
It definitely was. Okay. I'm going to read it's a lead up, but I'm going to read the whole article anyway because it gives some perspective.
But now all the restaurants are poisoning their customers. Every business is trying to murder every. That's not happening.
Dog food and the regular food and mismanagement everywhere. My friend and former student, Paul Gerner, suggested to me a few years ago that the federal government have a regulatory reset. The idea that the government eliminates all regulation and then brings back the ones it decides it wants. Presumably, we would end up with substantially fewer regulations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for that.
I'm not sure why that's presumable. I mean, the government loves to control, so I don't know why they would make less.
Most of the regulatory burden at this point is the momentum of 50, 60, 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got rid of everything and then just brought back the important stuff, you'd see a spring forward in productivity and competition.
And all the weird bad laws would be wiped out.
But they'd all be, all the businesses that originally argued for the regulations in question would be right back again arguing that, well, we've got to keep this regulation. It's kept us safe over all these years.
If you had a legislature that was willing to get rid of the regulatory mass,
mm-hmm.
then they would be at the very least skeptical of new regulation, hopefully. It would be a huge boon if you could do this, because then you're not dealing with these old entrenched regulations.
Might not be a theory.
And I'm also not willing to say that every regulation stinks. It's just that you, the listener, me, anybody, we don't know how many of them are good regulations and how many of them simply stand in the way of the little guy getting in there and competing. We have no idea.
I would say most of them stand in the way of the little guy competing.
That's how I feel.
Okay. I love this idea, but it boggled my mind. How would that work? What would happen to certain industries and lots of people who depend on some degree of certainty in making their plans? And, of course, aside from what issues of how it would work, neither Paul nor I thought the federal government would ever do it.
No.
I still think that, but James Brohl, a senior research fellow with the Mercatus Center, points out that that's exactly what Idaho's state government has just done.
Hmm.
Quoting from that article, something rather remarkable just happened in Idaho. The state legislator opted to, in essence, repeal the entire state regulatory code. The cause may have been dysfunction across legislative chambers, but the result is serendipitous. A new governor is presented with an unprecedented opportunity to repeal an outdated and burdensome regulatory code and replace it with a more streamlined and sensible set of rules. Other states should be paying close attention. It continues, instead, the legislature wrapped up an acrimonious session in April without passing a rule reauthorization bill. That's
excellent.
The key point.
They screwed up.
They screwed up in April and didn't reauthorize it.
So have the regulations expired now, meaning there's nothing in place for the last month or so? Or is there like a deadline where they expire?
The next sentence is, as a result, come July 1st, some 8,200 pages of regulation will expire.
Sweet. All right, we'll continue.
Idaho's the number 3 state already in regulation.
More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.